Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy airing every Friday night here on KCRW at 7:30. And tonight we're going to be listening to the work of Jonathan Winters. We've all seen Jonathan Winters. Everybody knows what he does, and he certainly is wonderful. What is worth bearing in mind is that he was doing something at a time when very few people were doing it, and that is improvisational comedy. About half of what we'll hear of him tonight was improvised completely on the spot. You'll hear the person in the audience making the suggestion, and you'll hear what Jonathan does with it, and it truly is amazing. Winters is from Ohio. What can I tell you? He and I went to the same college, Kenyon College in Ohio, and there's a wonderful story which I don't think I'll tell right now because I'm not sure it's true. It's so outrageous, I'm not sure it's true. He was kicked out of the school, though, and that much he's willing to admit. At any rate, we'll be listening to these records. They mainly come from the mid-60s to early 70s, and we'll start with a routine in which he discusses the universal subject of necking in a 38 Ford.
Hi, boys and girls. Saturday night, right? people holding on to one another. Bonnie and Clyde.
I'm sorry, Bonnie. Where's the money?
I don't know, Clyde. Get your hands off me, you dirty man.
It's wild, though. These things happening on the moon, they're finding little things up there, dust and... I don't know. Kind of screwed the moon up, I think. You know, you get too many things on there, little feelers and stuff. Well, we won't be able to have any Halloween parties. There are a lot of things I'd like to talk about tonight. I'd like to talk about sex. A lot of people, you know, you lose a room, they go, oh, gosh, I hope he doesn't get dirty in this room. No, I'll never get dirty, but I am a realist. And my wife says from me time to time, is that all you think about? And I said, that's right. Well, a lot of people think about killing, you know, cheating, murders. But sex is pretty much on my mind. And I find it hasn't changed a lot. No. You see pictures, you know, and things like that, and people get confused and say, oh, no. But I... I'd like to go back a few years. I have to go back. Like about 20 some years ago. I had a 38 Ford, which is now a collector's item. It was then, mine was. I had strange people enter that little car.
You're like an animal, cut it out.
That's a favorite line of girls, isn't it?
You're like an animal, cut it out.
And you know, funny thing, you can be sitting in the car, just the two of you, you know, and listening to the radio. That's usually the guy's first approach. Get a little music, a little atmosphere going. Because there's not an awful lot of atmosphere in a 38 Ford. You know, today they have little curtains, you know. We didn't have those. Just had the regular blinds, you know. I'd painted mine all black. Except where, you know, I could see out. Just a little tiny disc. But it's funny how girls are... always stalling for time. Man, you're necking up a storm, you know. And the guy usually has his mind on one thing. And the girl is, hey, my shoe hurts. Let's quit for a while.
No, I don't want to quit. I want to kiss some more. Come on, come on.
No, I want to walk around the car. Let's walk around. I thought I saw a frog in front of the car.
All right, we'll step on the frog.
That's, I think I'll comb my hair, you know. And let me change the radio. So you change the radio. But it's always stalling, stalling, stalling for time. And you neck for maybe, you know, 2-3 hours. According to what's happening, you know, the action. And a lot of people say, gee, that's a long time. Well, a few guys, you know, neck for 15, 20 seconds, you know. But that's usually no fun. About 2 or 3 hours, and then just about the time, you know, you think you're home free. The girl says, I gotta quit now. I wanna go in. I'm tired. I've got an early call. I got lessons or something, you know.
Jesus, don't quit now, honey. Oh, no, not now.
then she says, are you going to get out of the car and see me in?
No, dear, I'm not.
Why?
Because I can't move. Would you believe from here on down I'm cement?
You get out of the car. Be a gentleman.
I'll try. I'll try.
My folks are looking in the window. Come on.
What are you doing out there?
Okay, we're coming.
Get out of the car, and the girl says a great line.
You walk funny.
Neck for 4 hours, gang, and you walk funny.
And you walk even funnier up the stairs. Wait on me, Sally, wait on me.
One more kiss.
Little soul kiss, oh yes. And then you crawl on your hands and knees down the steps, and you pick up a 38 Ford and throw it away.
I originally from Ohio. You might have read that in some magazine, which is true. You know, a lot of folks make up their names and places and everything, but I'm one of them farm boys. And I had an uncle who was a little off. Oh, yeah, knocked down by Harley one day. And Harley Davidson, oh, hit him, shook anybody. You know, a kid, wise guy, going about 75 miles an hour, and threw him into the side of a cement plant. But shook him a little, you know. And, well, my Uncle Willard had this used pet shop. It was for used pets. And, yeah, there's always something wrong with them, you know. And so a guy came in one day, and he said, how much is the doggy in the window?
That doggy out there in front? That dog run you a dollar.
A dollar for a dog? Isn't that a little unusual?
No. I don't know whether you noticed or not. He ain't got no claws on his right paw. Serve a conversation piece.
Yes, no, I wouldn't want that. What the devil's that over there?
Oh, that's an owl. I can give you him for $375. You wouldn't know it. He ain't got no feathers on his body. I got him down Biloxi, and there was a storm come up or something, blew all his feathers off. And I've got purple feathers and chartreuse, and what you can do is put a little slickum on his belly and paste them on there, you know, and put him there in the parlor, and it's conversation piece like a dog. Yes, I see. Oh, listen, incidentally, don't put your finger in that bowl. No, the reason I... Oh, took your finger off, didn't he? Oh, God, you know, it's a funny thing. We never have to feed that fish nothing. There's always some clown like yourself putting his finger in the bowl. Took it right off, didn't he? Oh, I bet that smarts, don't it? That's a prania. Them things hit anything. Got him in the Amazon River. I never got it. Some guy dropped off here one day over at the bait shop. Listen, I'll tell you what I can do. I can give you that kangaroo over there for 10 and a half. Come all the way from Australia. Most of them do. I got him as far as Muncie, and he fell off a flat car and broke his tail. Now, you know, most of them sit back there on their tails like this. But this one, you got to lean him again some.
Oh, I don't believe I'd want that.
I guess not. Listen, I've got a boa constrictor here. It's pregnant. I can give you that, and a dozen white rats, free. You want to see it, I'll let it out here. Oh, careful. Oh, Lord. Ma, come in here. That snake up and swallowed another customer.
Many foreigners come to this country of ours for many reasons. Some come to get an education here. Some come to see great cities like New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, St. Louis, New Orleans. And others come for still another reason, and that's to borrow money. And this is a story of a little king, and his name is King Kwazi. And he comes from Kwaziland to borrow some money. King, what? You've been here in Washington 3 days.
Yes, I have.
Well, what did you do, King?
Well, my first day, I bought a fuzzy hat, a cane, a raincoat, some bubble gum, and saw the seventh inning of a ball game.
Oh, that's a different day. Different day, King Kwazi. Tell us a little about Kwaziland. What's it like?
Kwaziland is a fascinating land. It is situated in Asia. It is 137 miles long, and 12 feet wide. But it's warm all year round. Most of my people are naked. And that's the way they like it. Myself, I send the Brooks Brothers for my clothes. And, of course, I got an education. I can't wander around naked in Washington. But my people today on the island...
Well, what is the main produce on your island?
Just singing shells.
Singing what?
Singing shells. Little seashells. They hold them to your ear, and you hear the sound of the sea. We charge the people 5 kwongs. That's about a nickel to hear the ocean.
That's all you have in your whole entire...
That's it, boy. We got the shaft. So that's the reason I'm here in this great country of yours, to get $85 million.
Well, gee, I don't know, King. That seems like an awful lot to...
If you don't give it to me, I'll become a communist.
Well, all right. Cool it. I'm sure the president and people in foreign aid will come up...
I hope they will come up with something. But in the meantime, my wives...
Your what?
Wives. Oh, yes, in my religion, which is Wing Chi Nao Nu religion, we worship a half Buddha, just a half a Buddha, with a hand like that. We don't believe in the 5 fingers. Just the one life. Up you go. That's it.
I see.
I have 5 wives which are goody girls, wandering around little beads and dresses, and they make love all over my body and kiss me in the ear and drive me crazy and to major decisions. I have 45 children by my 3rd wife. The others I just look at because Buddha says, you know, you go down if you fool around too much.
Well, thank you, King Kwasi, and... You'll be going back, I guess, in a couple of days. We hope you get your money. You'll be flying one of our new 707s.
No, I'm going back in a balloon. I want to take it very slowly. I have some recordings. And I will just listen to the music and drift through the sky. Oh, my genu, guaini nawa.
What's that, King Kwasi?
That's the song of my people. Pathetic, isn't it?
I think we all, eventually, we get tired of the box and the silver screen, the tube, and we go back to seeing movies. And this is sort of a cheap prison picture. Standard thing, the guy's making out the license plates, got the numbers, you know. And, you know, the guy in the jute mill and Father Duffy. Oh, my boys, I tried to help you. And the warden, you know, sort of a dumpy guy. The belt drops down below the navel. I'm trying to help you. And they're playing softball, going along by the walls, you know. Help me, trying to get out. So the opening scene is in the warden's office. And he's there with his head guard, and the situation is that he's been holed up in his office for about 39 hours. No food or water or anything. And down in front of him is Tiger Elliott, a lifer who's trying to get out. You'll find that's true quite often of lifers. They get a little horny, you know, and they want to... I'm sorry, I hope I didn't offend any horny people. But it's true. True, you put a guy in for a little while in solitary, you know, and read the magazines and... I've seen guys in rooms do that, you know. You can read the Get In Bible just so long, and then you gotta go downstairs. But he's sort of, you know, sucking on a tangerine, and he talks to his guard and says something like this.
I can't understand this, Ted. This thing that this boy is doing is criminal. Just criminal. If this hadn't happened, I might well have been up for the governorship. The thing that I don't understand, Ted, is how the devil did he get 3 Sherman tanks in here? Don't tell me he snuck those in a loaf of bread. No. How about it, Ted?
I don't know. I'm Warden. It's one of those things that just got out of hand and... Oh, no.
Don't be a brownie. Come on, cut it out. You've goofed. It's apparent. This is the warden, Tiger. I know you're down there. Now give this thing up. Crime does not pay. trite as that may sound, Galen Drake, whatever you want to say, it doesn't. We'll get you sooner or later. Now, why cause a scene? I don't want to call in the state police and the National Guard and have this thing on television. Come on, boy, give it up. Well, we know one thing, he's armed. Yes, come on in, Father Duffy, come on in. I'm sorry you're in here at this time to see this.
These are my children. Tiger's not a bad boy.
He isn't. Well, for your information, Father, he's just killed 12 of my best men. I'd call that Henry, wouldn't you? Now, if you don't shape up, you're going back to Boys Town.
Let me go down and talk to Tiger. Let me go down and talk to him.
All right, Father, stand back. Get away from there. Get away from the window. It's the warden again, Tiger. Now get this and get it straight. Father Duffy's coming down. Any funny business, and I don't know what we'll do, throw inkwells or tangerines. We'll do something. Do you hear that, Tiger? Go ahead, Father.
Hello there, Tiger. It's Father Duffy. I'm sorry you come down, Pops. I made too many plans. I got to cut out of this mill. You ain't going to stand in my way. I don't want to have to spin that collar around a couple of times. Now you get out of my way, Father. Come on, boy, it's Father Duffy. Look at it this way. Who took you out of the library and put you in the jute mill so you'd learn a trade? Gave you the little Willie Sutton makeup kit on Saturdays. Come on, boy, give me the gun. Now! Give me the gun, son.
Now!
That's a good boy. Oh, there's just one other question, Tiger. You are a Catholic, aren't you?
No, I'm a Lutheran.
I guess all of us from time to time have had to return an item. Doesn't make any difference really what the size of the item is. It can be a wristwatch. It can be as large as a car. It's pretty hard to return a home. I thought I'd give you a type of guy, pretty much like myself. This might seem a little strange to you, but I find I'm not alone. It's difficult for me to return things. But it is. It's hard if you're shy. Because usually the other person is just the opposite. And I'll give you a little example of a guy who just wants to return an everyday, ordinary toaster. So he comes into the department store, and he might say something like this.
Hi. I got a toaster here, and I had to return it, because it's something wrong with it.
Huh?
Are you head of the toaster department?
No, I'm not. I'm Howard Ganglinger. This is Parts Division. Go over there to Group C. You'll find the toasters over there.
Okay. A wonderful morning to you. Hello, sir. I have a toaster here.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look at it. What seems to be the matter with it, clown?
I'm a customer. You be nice to me.
Well, what's the matter with it?
It's a dent in it.
Dent in the toaster, huh?
I came 58 miles to bring this toaster back, sir. And I don't want a bad scene.
What?
I don't want a scene. I don't want a scene. That's the one thing I told the missus. This is what I didn't want. I'm going to bring my wife in. You'll see. I'll be back.
All right, get out.
You're rude. Well, what did he say, Roy? Did you get the bread or didn't you? Did you get the toaster? Oh, honey, I didn't get it. Well, I'm going in. Hello,
store. It's me. I'm talking to the whole store. Somebody gave my husband the shaft. You there. We come 58 miles, Buster. Wasn't no joyride. That little milquetoast I'm married to. I want my money, $19.95. Lay it on me.
Wait a minute, lady. You get a hold of yourself.
I'll get a hold of you. Give me your hand. I got your arm down on the counter. There. Now you repeat after me. Customer's always right. Say it, say it. Customer's
always right. Customer's always right.
Say it. Keep on saying it.
Customer's all right.
You know, people ask Uncle Johnny lots of questions, and sometimes he gets dizzy. And when you hear his answers, tiny fun bumps will appear all over your body.
Would you be Marty Frickers in a nursery school?
Marty Frickers in a nursery school.
Hello, you little dears. Don't do that, Marty. I want to welcome you to Marty Frickert's little nursery school. Now, first thing we're going to do is we're going to make animals with our clay. You know, normally I would throw that back at you. I think I will anyway. Devil, I keep your hands to yourself. And keep that clay on your table. First thing I'm gonna make is a bunny. Now you all watch me here now. And then I put on its ears and its tail. There. That's a bunny. Now the rest of you hold up yours. Oh. I don't understand this class. You've made weird things. Dismiss. Dismiss.
Hi, gang. Hi, gang, and welcome. Everything seems to be so peaceful and quiet around here tonight. So I guess we better see if we can get some kind of disturbance going here in our audience. So any of you folks have any burning questions on your gourds? Yes, Dick?
I'd like to ask you to do your impression of a doctor doing his first heart transplant.
Okay.
Well, members here of the Norgor Hospital, this wonderful man here, Mr. Howard Langlinger, has come in here. And, Howard, I know it's tough for you to shake while you're down. Relax. We're going to give you a new heart. As yet, students and members of the medical faculty, we have not been able to get a decent heart, what I call a decent heart. We've had ones that are, you know, a few things wrong with them, and we do want to get you a goodie. So, just what we'll do is, has the anesthetic anesthesiist been here? Oh, you seem to be wobbling a little.
I gave him pretty good.
We'll do it. Drinking on the job, doctor?
Well, I had a few. I mean, what the heck? I don't have to get in there with the scalpel and everything. That's your job, so I just shoot a little stuff into his face. He's out. Why do I?
Terrible. Bad taste. Okay, is he under? I must know that. Give me his paw. Yes, okay. Well, we'll get right on with it. You want to give me a regular knife? Will do. There we go. Double or nothing. Nurse.
Yes, what is it? I'm 23. I'm in Ward 3.
All right, sweetheart. Wonderful. Stop wearing mini dresses around the hospital. It's not good, especially in the intensive care wards. They tend to phase out right away. Did you get the heart that I asked about?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry, but I got a fox terrier's heart.
Fox terrier's heart? Mr. Jameson. Mr. Jameson. I'll have to do a throw it over here, will you, dear? Okay, you want to give me that regular zipper there? All right, get him out in there to the other ward there when he comes around, the recovery ward. I'll talk to him. Oh, give him a little time there. Time's up. Sometimes the mouse is... Oh, there it is. Okay, Dr. Jameson, how do you feel? Doctor? You're not... I'm the doctor, of course. Well, I've been under a lot of pressure today. You're the patient. Right, you're the patient. How are you feeling, sir? Take your time now. Remember, this cameras, television, the world is looking at it. And make a big guy out of me. So, say the right thing, won't you?
Could you tell me how you reacted when you were 7 years old and your mother told you no?
And my mother told me no.
Mom, how come you say no to everything? No, this. No, I can't go out. No, I can't go downstairs. No, I can't pet the dog. No, I can't go to school. No, I can't do this. No, 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 no. Well, I'm going to run away. It's the first time you said yes.
And that'll wrap up this edition of Funny Stuff featuring Jonathan Winters, a very, very funny man. And let's see, next week's show is Beyond the Fringe. If you've never heard of them, it's great, great material. A very tasty English comedy group from the early 60s featuring the now famous Dudley Moore, Peter Cook, Jonathan Miller, and Alan Bennett. And if you've never heard their stuff, you're in for a treat. And if you have, I'm sure you'll want to hear it again. Let's see, personal recommendations this weekend. If you can, catch the Flying Karamazov Brothers. They're in town. Or I especially recommend, this is not comedy, but I recommend that you go see Van Dyke Parks at McCabe's. He's wonderful, and it should be a wonderful show. Let's see, what else? The address for any comments, criticisms, suggestions, whatever, is Bob Claster with a C, Funny Stuff, KCRW, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California. I do tend to answer my mail, and I'd love to hear from you. And I think that's going to just about wrap it up. Until next week, when I hope you'll be joining me, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.